This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. For what is believed to be the first time, the nation's wireless emergency alert system was deployed as an electronic wanted poster identifying a 28-year-old man sought in connection with the bombings in Manhattan and New Jersey over the weekend. Suddenly, from commuter trains to the sidewalks of the city, millions were enlisted in a manhunt. The message was simple: wanted, Akman Khan Rahmani, 28-year-old man, see media for pick, call 911 if seen. In an instant, the reach and ubiquity of law enforcement in the age of terrorism and digital technology became apparent. Sheldon Adelson, the Las Vegas casino magnate, donated $40 million to Republicans in House and Senate races, with only $5 million going to Mr. Trump's presidential efforts. The U.S. has accused Russia of bombing a United Nations aid convoy in Syria. The U.N. has suspended its convoys. Brangelina is over with the announcement that Angelina Jolie has filed for a divorce from Brad Pitt. A study published today in JAMA that found dieting adults who wore activity monitors for 18 months lost significantly fewer pounds over that time than those who did not. Under a tentative pact with its Canadian union, Unifor, General Motors will close one of two assembly lines in Ontario, its largest plant in Oshawa, but the automaker agreed to rebuild another assembly line there to produce cars and trucks. The move will bolster overall employment in Oshawa, which currently has about 5,700 total workers, including engineering and other non-union employees. The automaker also agreed to move production of one engine from Mexico to another Ontario plant, a provision that bucks the trade trend. Senator Elizabeth Warren accused Wells Fargo head John Stump of gutless leadership for not firing any top management, but instead scapegoating 5,300 employees, many of them making just $12 per hour at the bank. Republican Senator Richard Shelby asked Stump to explain what accountability meant when he had allowed the overall manager to depart with tens of billions of dollars while the scandal was going on. Other senators asked the SEC to investigate for violations of Sarbanes-Oxley. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.